Call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we're in the middle of the holidays and everything, and if anything affects real estate, more than anything probably is the holidays, I would say, in the past. This year has been kind of an unusual year, but the sales have not been down at all. And so the thing is that there are definitely sales that are happening and everything now, but a lot of people in the past have not really shopped in the month of December. And so then that's made the number of sales in January be less than the rest of the year. And so in my opinion, it's a great opportunity and if you're out there looking for a home as a buyer right now, you know that the inventory is pretty low and the houses come and go pretty quickly. And so things usually pick up in January. So in my opinion, this if you're as a buyer, this is a really good time to buy because you've got a lot less people that are out there looking, so you've got more opportunity to get things done.
Yeah, definitely couldn't agree more with that. I get a lot of people always asking, "Oh, is this now a good time?" And I tell people every time, it's whenever you're ready. But right now, I mean, even with everything going on, I mean, we're seeing multiple offers on numerous houses. And it's just making the market, shift. So I think, like you said, I mean, if you're at home, a lot of people are still working from home and they're doing different things. Now's a great time to get out and look at them and, take advantage of it if you can.
And I think that in the past, it's been a lot of with the holidays, there wasn't as much going on. Real estate wise, because everybody had parties and they had so many other things that they were doing. And so as a result of that, they weren't able to go ahead and and they didn't have time to really look for their home. But like I said, it's great to get a head start on it. You're not going to be moving until January anyway, but it's like if you get it done in the next couple of weeks, then everything's lined up for you to be able to do whatever you want to do next year.
Exactly. I have a friend of mine that we're selling her house. She's buying another house and she's so excited. A lot of people are like, "Oh, I don't want to like be in the middle of the holiday and be in the middle of moving." And so I touched base with her the other day because we actually closed December 28th and I asked her, "Well, how's everything going?" And she, "Oh my God, I'm just so excited." I'm like, she's like, "I'm decorating a little bit, but then I'm packing at the same time. And I just cannot wait to be in the new house." And, we decorated a little bit here and we decorated a little bit there, but, we are just so excited. So it's funny because some people are like, "Oh, I don't want to intermingle," or not intermingle, but, switch things out of gear. But she's excited as all get out. So, I think that's great. A lot of, she's still really excited, and why not? I mean, what better way, like you said, to start the new year off? A lot of people don't like 2020. It's been one of those weird years. So why not start 2021 with a bang? So totally agree with that. And a new house is the way to go.
That's exactly right. And you can close in 2021. And so, as a result of that, it doesn't have to be associated
Anything to do with 2020.
with 2020 if you don't want to. And so, and that's the thing with us is that everything is a big lag time. It takes time to find the house and then it takes time to actually get in the house. And so as a buyer, you're not going to be disrupted for the holidays at all. And I don't think there's as many parties going on this year as there has been in the past
No, I don't think so.
because of all of the don't gather and all of those kinds of things. So it's just a much easier, better way to go and that kind of stuff if you want to get a head start on it. And I know that, later in the show we'll be talking about houses, but we are listing houses at this point in time too because people want to have that same thing. They want to, be, heading in the right direction of where they want to go and have everything settled and all of that kind of good stuff. So it really comes down to that it's a great time to shop is what we're trying to say.
For sure. I mean, get out of there, beat the crowds.
And our free report that we're going to be talking about is the 10 tips to save you time and money on new homes. And this is a perfect time to be looking at new homes too, especially if you're a cash buyer or if you can close quickly, because many builders' year ends are December 31st. And so as a result of that, they have some great sales going on right now on the houses that are better than any other time of the year.
Yeah, definitely. I have a girlfriend of mine who works for a builder and she's forever sending me stuff, especially this week. She just sent because they've increased like the closing cost incentive. They've got some discounts going on for, the homes that are already built.
Right.
So I mean, she's like, oh my gosh, you could save 60 grand on this current house or something like that. So because of just the incentives for the year end. So yeah, might as well take advantage of it. If you have the opportunity and you can, might as well go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So to get our free report, it's 833-535-8081, extension 1010. And it's 10 tips to save you time and money when you're buying a new home. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And I think the thing that we probably want to start with when we're talking about this report, and this is also in the report, is comparing, the points of buying a new home versus an existing home. And there are several. I mean, first of all, when you get a new home, you're going to get innovative use of space and style, the latest and greatest of what they've developed. And it is true. I mean, it's like if you look at a house that's, 20, 30 years old, there are different ways that they lay out the space today than they did in the past.
Oh yeah. Well, everything is open now, it seems like the whole open concept. It doesn't seem like that they have, I mean, in a smaller, let's say 18, 2000 square feet home, something like that. As before, you would have a living room, a dining room, a family room, a formal dining room. Now it's like it's all open and you have the combined space of the living room and the dining room instead of having like four different spaces. It's one huge space, which is something that you notice a lot with the newer stuff than you would with, like you said, even 20, 30 years ago. I noticed that quite a bit because people are always like, oh, I really want an open concept. But then you get some that really like to have those separate rooms.
Yeah, and when they do have those areas all combined, though, there is room in like an 1800 to 2000 square foot house where you can have an office as well. So you can have an office as well as you can have as the bedrooms and all of that kind of stuff separate. So there is plenty of room there for those extra things and all that kind of stuff as you go along. New homes, definitely greater energy efficiency
Yeah.
is something that definitely exists in a new home.
Totally agree with that, especially now with the cold front that's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had my windows open and my house still says it's 77. Just obviously because of the insulation there. But in the other house, because it was built in 78, I would open one window, I would crack it, and like before you know it, my house was like 69. And so you definitely notice a difference of it stays cool inside just without even needing anything from the outside, and then vice versa even with the heat. So I'm noticing that big time. I'm like, oh my gosh, you not have the windows open in here, and even the air's been kicking on. And my husband's like, why do you have the air on if and I'm like, well, I got the window open, but I'm not feeling anything. So it's just the way that, and I have a good breeze where I'm coming, but it's still not dropping like I wanted it to.
But basically, the new homes definitely are better insulated, better
Yep.
energy efficiency, when it comes to all of the appliances
Oh gosh,
alone.
AC alone. Yeah.
Yeah, all
Washers,
of those
dryers.
things.
Yep.
Yeah, all of those things that you've got going on. The other thing that you've got is the choice of options and upgrades and everything. That is another good thing that you've got that happens, with all of those things. And everything is new and modern and
Yeah.
everything,
Definitely is.
when it comes to it. And you don't have to worry about the roof, or you don't have to worry about, the plumbing or any of those things. Those things are all done for you.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice. I mean, like you said, I mean, a lot of it comes with warranty. Usually the first year
Yep.
is like bumper to bumper, which is nice. So we'll pick back up after the break, right?
That's right. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at Central Florida Real Estate Radio, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Laura, obviously, and with me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Thanks for always having me.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. 2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we're talking about our free report today, which is our the 10 tips to save you time and money when you're purchasing a new home. And we mentioned that this is the perfect time because there's a lot of year-end sales really when it comes to new homes, because those corporations are all closing out their books and everything for the year. And so, you know, they have special incentives and everything that are available for you. So we just want to make sure. Now, we were talking about new homes before the break, and some of the things that they have is innovative space and style, greater energy efficiency, choice of option and upgrades, and everything is new and modern. But in the existing home, here's what you get on that. And usually they're a little bit less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot, but they are a little bit less expensive. So it's just kind of like, you know, that new car off the lot, you know, versus
yep.
a used car. Same kind of thing on an existing home versus a new home. And then often they're in an established neighborhoods with mature landscaping. Now, that's something that I think is really important to consider in that kind of thing, too. When you just have to look at what your options are. Like, I never personally want to be the first house in a new neighborhood because, you know, say they're putting 400 houses in there and it's going to take them, they do 40 a year, say they do, you know, 100 a year. At 100 a year, it's still going to take 4 years for them to build those houses. If I want to sell my house sometime in that 4 year period, I'm always going to be competing against new.
Yeah. Definitely.
And so, you know, so it's like, so it, one that's a little bit more established, I mean, obviously whatever you want, you know, and that kind of stuff, but that's my personal preference,
mm-hmm.
because the neighborhood's established, you can kind of see how everything's going to look and all of those kinds of things. And it does make a difference, you know, on that. If there is a neighborhood that you're looking at that's almost completed, you're even going to get better incentives
mm-hmm.
from the builders because they want to, you know,
close it out
and yep. get those things done too. And, you know, the other thing on an existing home is that the homes have already settled, eliminating possible problems that arise after the purchase. You do have that bumper to bumper,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, if a house is, you know, 10 years old, most of the settlement has already happened on that house. I mean, it usually happens within the first year, but I don't really see, you know, you see some commercials on TV and stuff like that for those foundation companies, but I don't remember a house that we've sold that had foundation problems. I remember in all of my years of selling real estate, I looked at one house that had some problems, and it definitely had some problems. And the second floor actually looked like it was coming off from the first floor. I mean, it was quite traumatic, you know, in what it was. And it was actually a bank owned house. And I wasn't quite sure, you know,
that's where you wanted to go.
Who was going to buy that? But my client wasn't going to buy it, you know, for sure. Because we just walked around the house and we're like, what's that? And, you know, there was this big, like 3-inch gap where you could see those, you know, the second floor, like detaching from the first floor. So that was something that they were definitely, you know, going to have to do. So anyway, you don't find a lot of that here.
I haven't really seen much of that. I mean, even when we do the resales of them,
mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes you might see a couple hairline cracks like in the tile or maybe on the outside. And like you said, it's more or less just settling. But
yeah.
I haven't seen anything where they've had to come and like, you know, maybe put the house back together or something, you know, where because it's shifted like that. Or like you said, I've seen it with the concrete, but that's usually when the tree, like,
uh-huh.
you know, they plant
yeah.
a tree too close and they have to tear out the concrete or get rid of the tree because now it's lifted. Like right here in Celebration, they're doing it with a lot of the sidewalks because they have a lot of the trees that have matured and they're, you know, their roots. So that's what it is. But I haven't seen it yet so much with the foundation. But I mean, it can happen. I mean, that's just the honest truth. But
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And I did see one house that had a sinkhole. It was in somewhere up. Pretty, you know, in north, it was like DeLand or DeBerry or somewhere up there, that it was actually a house that had a sinkhole. They had a claim
mm-hmm.
to the, you know, to their insurance company and everything about that and everything as well. So, you know, so you do run into those kind of things occasionally, but, you
yeah.
know, it's pretty rare.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, now there's areas of Florida, like Pasco County is one of those counties that it seems like they do have a lot of sinkholes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always something that they're talking about. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at your home sold guaranteed realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555, 407-566-2555. So 10 tips to save you time and money. So the number one is to get in touch with your agent. And the thing is that most people think that if they go into a new home construction community, that they're going to save money if they don't use an agent. And in my opinion, is the exact opposite. Because first of all, our fees that they pay us, they come out of their marketing budget for the most part. Is what most of the builders have all told me. I'm sure there's a few exceptions, but for the most part, it comes out of their marketing budget. So they don't count that as a cost of the home. So you as a homeowner can't go in there and negotiate and say, hey, you're not going to have to pay commission to my agent because they're not considering that on any house that they have to do that. If it is, it is. And if it isn't, it isn't. So they're not going to give you a discount for not using somebody. So in my opinion, it's like they have their agent there, just like every seller does. And so why wouldn't you want to work with somebody that's actually representing you as opposed to somebody that's representing the builder, which is what the agents that are obviously in the new
In the
home
fields do.
communities are doing.
Well, it's like what we've said numerous times. One of my favorite saying is a closed mouth doesn't get fed. And the reason for that is sometimes you don't know, what to ask for, and things like that. And, we'll do all that for you. I mean, we negotiate for you, whether it's a new construction or it's not, we're going to negotiate all that for you. And not always, like you said, is it going to be, you're going to get a better deal because you're not represented on one side. That's usually not the case at all.
And I remember, I mean, the last new home construction home that I sold, I got them an extra, it ended up being an $8,000 package that they wouldn't have known about or asked about because it wasn't offered until I asked, and that kind of thing. So again, it wasn't any money out of their pocket to use us, the buyers, but on the same token, they saved themselves 8,000. So, I mean, that's a big swing, in
That's a
my
huge jump.
opinion.
Well, I've had it before. A girlfriend of mine, I didn't know her then, but I know her now. And she purchased the home, and I still remember it. It was probably about like 9 or 10 years ago. And she went in and she got everything, but she didn't ask for anything extra. So she got black appliances, she got Formica cabinets, I mean, countertops, the basic cabinets. She didn't ask for nothing because she didn't know. She was so excited. And everybody around her got granite, stainless steel appliances, and it didn't cost any extra, but she just didn't ask. She didn't know, and she didn't go in with a realtor. And to this day, she's still like, oh my gosh, this drives me nuts. Every time I go to my neighbor's house, I see the beautiful granite, and she doesn't want to spend the money to do it, even though I told her it'd be a nice upgrade, a nice thing to do. But she always says, oh, I should have asked. I should have asked. I should have asked, and because you don't know.
And so that's really the reason to include us because there's things that we know and like generally on an existing home, we're using the FARBAR contract, which is put together by the Florida attorneys as well as the Florida realtors. And it's fair on a buyer and seller, pretty much
Side.
straight across the board. But when you're going to do a new build, I mean, you're going to use the builder contract and you can't cross anything out. It is what it is. So you're going to have to do whatever it says, which it's not necessarily unfair, but it's definitely weighted in the seller's interest, in the builder's interest. For example, your deposits and all those kinds of things. They're definitely going to be in their wheelhouse. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, my teammate from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. 2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And what we're talking about today is 10 tips to save you time and money when you're looking at new homes and that. And we've gotten all the way through number one. Here we are. And that, but basically, you know, the first thing is to get in touch with your agent. Next thing is that you want to determine a comfortable price range. And interest rates are low right now. So as a result of that, you can afford more or get more for your money, basically, if you're getting payments, which the majority of people are doing that. And so when you're, you know, so you can have a payment that's comfortable for you, or if you're paying cash, you want to have an amount that's comfortable for you as well, you know, regardless.
Definitely. No, you're absolutely right. I'm working with a friend of mine, and 2 years ago, I think he started the process, but he's kind of going through a couple things. So, you know, he's motivated, but he's not all the way there. And it was about 2 years ago, he was qualified for about 2.25. And nothing has changed, no raise, no nothing, you know, but he's already eligible for almost 300,000 because of the interest rates are so different than what they were when he first started the process. So now, you know, and it's no different even in the price point. I want to say his price point is still going to be about the same. I think they told him like around 1800. So at 225, he was going to be around that price point because the interest rates were 4.25, 4.5, almost 5%. Now they're almost half of that. You
Right.
know, I mean, I think he was quoted 3.1 the other day with the lender that he's working with, and it puts him in a different ball game.
Yeah.
So it's really great, like you know, to be able to take advantage of this market with the rates, with the price points. You know, and just get in there and get into something. I mean, we talk about it all the time. It's always cheaper to purchase than it is to rent.
Yeah.
And that's the reason. You know, you get more house now and your payment might be the same, maybe be a little bit more, but why not pay for your own mortgage instead of somebody else's? So it really makes
Exactly.
sense.
No, it totally makes sense to do that because the rents, you know, from what I've seen out there are
Just going up.
they're just going up and they're higher and higher. And so, you know, you could lock yourself in at a rate that you're going to be at for the next 30 years, and it
Yeah,
doesn't matter what the rents do, you
exactly.
know, because they're not going down. As you drive around town, I'm sure you see them just like we all do, that there's
Yeah.
more and more places going up. And at first, you know, I wondered when I first started seeing them all go up. I'm like, going, what are those stacks? You know what I mean? That are blocks and stuff like that are concrete.
Yep.
And there are
Elevator shoots.
the elevator
Yep.
ones. Yep, it's exactly what it is. So you want to make sure that you've got a comfortable price range, and you need to look at you know the whole things. And one big thing that's a difference between an existing home and a new home today is the cost of insurance.
Oh my gosh, let's not even talk about that, right? It's like in the new home, you know, I'm like $600 a year, 650, something like that. In the older home, it actually doubled this year, which I almost had a heart attack, believe it or not. I went from like 1700 or 1800 a year and it went up to 3300. So almost double. I mean, and that's a huge difference in your
Yeah.
payment. It's $163 extra a month. So it's just, oh my gosh. You know, and
Yeah.
you try to shop it, and I've been trying to do that, but I have like some kind of plumbing in there, and they're giving me a hard time about it. Not polybutylene, but it's PEX plumbing or something like that. And that's why my thing went up. And then my roof is 15 years old. So those are things to really consider if you think about it. I mean, we talked about it before with the polybutylene pipe. Sometimes it's worth it to spend the 3, 4, 5 grand to replumb it because it's going to make such a difference on your insurance. And it really has. I mean, I'm not the only one affected because I've had a lot of other clients that have reached out to me this year. And they were like, oh my gosh, you know, my insurance doubled or it's gone up like 30%. You know, I need to shop it. But you're absolutely right. It's like, I think when you get to a certain age point of a home, it does tend to go up. So new, I mean, $600 is nothing compared to 3,300. It's like, oh my gosh.
Right. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. Then the next thing that's on here is to talk about that it talks about a builder for all reasons. And basically, you know, there are so many, it's not like we're in an area where there's one or two places where you can go to get a new home. You could go to over 100 to find that new home. So, It's and it's like where you go to find them all easily is not easy for the common person to figure out
Nope.
for sure. And then you go in there and there's different builders that offer different things. So they all might say, okay, here's this home at 300,000, but the one has upgrades that are like, well, if you want the stairs the way it is in this model, that's going to cost you an extra $10,000. And they have built in there. I mean, one of the questions that I always ask them, the builders, when we're going in there, I said, what is the average of what people pay for upgrades? It's like not every, some people are going to spend a lot more, some people are going to spend a lot less, but what's the average and what's the least you can get by with? Because when it comes down to it, you definitely need to know that. I mean, if it's an inventory home, all of those decisions have already been made. But if it's not, then there's other costs to consider. And there's one of the major builders out there that their slogan is kind of everything is included, because you can't pick anything other than the color. There's like three color schemes, and that's all you can choose. And everything else is done. There's no, they're not going to make any concessions in regards to changing anything out. They're not going to change a wall. They're not going to change a countertop. They're not going to change anything, but everything is included in the price versus some of the other builders that you have to, the price is a little bit less to begin with, but when you add everything up, then you know what the final price is. So it just comes down to like looking at apples to apples instead of apples to oranges, and it's so hard to do. And with the hundreds of communities that are in process right now, there's no way that the average person can go out there and look at all of them, compare all of them, and make that right decision. And
No.
that's what we can help you with as well.
Exactly. It's very overwhelming. Like you said, I mean, you can pull into a complex and there could be four different builders in there
Oh yeah.
because of just the amount of land that they have. And you don't know that. You might pull in and see a sign and you're like, okay, let's go here. And you might think it's a model the next. I mean, that's happened to me. I mean, I've taken somebody to go see a builder. And then I'm like, okay, well, let's go over here. Oh, I didn't even know this was here because, I thought it was one of the model homes or something of that nature. So you really don't know. And it's really good to be in there. And like you said, I mean, we can get on there, we can start Googling, searching and nip it and bring it down to where you're not spending Saturdays and Sundays all day, every day driving around from point A to point B. I mean, we can find them and get it going for you.
Right. And then it comes down to two of the different amenities in each area in that as well. So there's different builders within some subdivisions. And then in addition to that, there are also different, there's a lot of different things that are out there, whether it's the amenities, the HOA fee, if there's a CDD, which is a community district development that,
It's
will
really popular now.
is really popular, that makes your taxes higher, is basically what it is. But it's not too hard to look at it all, but we have different resources that we go through so that we know that we're looking at everything of what you want and how you want it to make sure that you find exactly the right property for you and your family.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, we got the resources to do. We do the homework, is what it is.
Yeah.
We don't go out there blind. We just do the homework, and we can make it happen. I mean, some of them, like you said, I mean, might just include a playground, and then there might be other HOAs that are more elaborate. They have,
Right.
they have lazy rivers and big gigantic community pools and restaurants on site. So you got quite a bit.
Exactly. So, in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pumé from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And we're talking about today, our free report is the 10 tips to save you time and money on a new home. And so if you'd like to get this report, you can just call 833-535-8081, extension 1010. You don't have to talk to anybody, just leave us your email address or address, and we're happy to send it out to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1010. And basically, we'll send it off to you. It's a lot of information. We're definitely not going to get through all 10 points and everything, today. So we were talking about the builder and, choosing between those different ones, and then getting the facts about the builder and that kind of thing as well. I mean, there's a lot of information and that kind of thing that are out there on builders, just like there's out there on everybody. Some of it might be true, some of it might not be true, and that kind of thing. But basically, when it comes down to it, is it a big company? How long have they been around? Are they going to be able to, finish their house, your house, and that kind of stuff? And it's like what I find most of them do is that they have a particular builder that once you go under contract with them, that they assign to your property, and they're probably working on four or five houses
At the same time,
at
yeah.
the same time, but they're your builders. So it's like that person, I mean, that's kind of your best friend, that they can actually show you where you're at in regards to the progress and that kind of thing as time goes on and everything. And looking at it, and that's another question to ask when you're in there as well, is what's your access to the property as it's being built?
Yeah.
Because it is a construction site, so they do have rules and that kind of thing when it comes down to it. But they do usually, you want to have a builder that's going to allow you to do the inspections during different time frames of where they're at, like when the slab is poured and before they put in the
The drywall,
drywall.
yep.
And so you can see all the electric and the plumbing, and you can see everything that's there. And it's not a bad idea to actually have an inspector come in and inspect during those
Periods,
periods,
yeah.
because they can find things like they're crawling up in the attic and seeing the things that you're not seeing or used to seeing, the things that you don't know what to look for. And so they can do it for you, and then that just helps on the bottom line. But basically, when it comes down to it, that final inspection that you're doing before you actually move into the house, usually about a week or so before, with that final punch list, is really important to do. And when you do it, you want to do it a week or two before, so that they have time to fix all the things that you find on that punch list. And you would think as a new house that there wouldn't be anything on the punch list, but there are always a lot more things than you think should be on there.
Yeah, I mean, there can be quite a bit. I mean, it just really depends on the builder itself, you know? I mean, I've seen some where there's like little blue tape, you know, they do the little blue stickers around and it's, you know, just little stuff, you know, paint here, paint there, maybe a carpet thread here, something silly, you know? But then there's been other ones that I've seen where it's a little bit more entail. So it just really depends. But like you said, it's good to have not only your set of eyes, like an inspector to come in to do it, you know, the beginning, the middle, and at the end, and then the same with the builder, because sometimes I think, you know, a lot of them go in with the horse shades and, you know, they're in there for one job and one job only, and that's what they're focusing on. But, you know, you lose sight sometimes on other areas. And the same with the construction manager. They're looking at so many houses that I think sometimes little things just slip through the crack. So it really makes a big difference, in my opinion, like to bring somebody in there in the different stages.
And I mean, it's like there's little things, like one house that I sold that recently we were going through and doing that process, and there was a loose board at the top of the step. And so you stepped it, it's like
Yeah.
you stepped off of there and it creaked, and there was one in the master closet too. And so but it was before they moved in, so they were able to very easily pull up the carpet, put a couple nails down,
And get it
put it
done.
back down, and it didn't disrupt you. And that's why I think it's better to do it as soon as you can,
Yeah.
before you actually close on it, so that you're able to,
Then you can
get that stuff done.
nip it in the bud.
Another thing that's on here is, finding out what the best financing that there is for you. And there are a lot of options and everything out there when it comes to financing. A lot of times for a new home, you can get with a United States Department of Agriculture loan, which gives you 100% financing, which is why people like it. And so you know, there's a lot of options and everything that are out there in order to do it. And a lot of times the builders will give you an incentive to use their in-house lender. And sometimes that's a good idea, and sometimes it's not. You still have to shop it, in my opinion.
For sure. Everyone's going to be different. Every lender's different. I mean, it's just like when you're buying a car. I mean, you don't want to go with the first person that they approve you with, in my opinion. You do want to kind of shop it around if you can. Just so that way you're getting that you feel like you're getting the better rate and you've done your due diligence as it. I mean, I'm the same way. I mean, we work with lenders all day out and, I'm always shopping them. Well, what are your rates going for right now? And what is the scenario with this to get my client the best deal? And even for myself, because when you
Yeah.
want to refinance or you do want to do a purchase, you want to weigh out the pros and the cons with it.
Yeah, and you want to look at the closing costs and see what that's going to be and all of those kinds of things, because with a builder, there are closing costs that the seller pays normally that are not paid by the builder. So when they're giving you those closing costs, you need to know that that's something that is an extra fee that if you were buying an existing home, you wouldn't have. And so it's really important for you to double check everything and see
Yeah,
it and all of those kinds of
definitely.
things.
Definitely.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at your home sold guaranteed realty. And if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. 2555, and this is a lot of information about our free report. But if you'd like to get it, it's 833-535-8081 extension 1010. And so we don't have time to go into the rest of it because we've got to talk about some great deals and houses that are out there. And so just go ahead and leave your email address or address, and we'll send it to you. 833-535 8081 extension 1010. And Danielle?
So we came. I came across it's an off-market property for now. Like I said, usually the way that my off-markets work is they go for a week before they put it on the MLS if they don't sell it. But this one is a Sanford flip home. You can either flip it and keep it for yourself or rent it. It is in commercial zoning, which is really nice. It's over by that Lake Monroe area. So it's a really good location as far as that goes. Historical home, built in 1929. So it's really nice as far as that goes. And again, you can do it for commercial, you can do it for yourself, you can do it for a rental. So many options are going with this house. It's listed for 179, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, no garage because but it's on a nice little 0.33 of land, so it's a good piece of land. What they're saying is anywhere moderate rehab between 25 and 35, more of like a preference type of thing. But in return, they're saying you can easily turn around and flip it for 239 to 249 if you wanted to. Or you can even do, let me see here, because it says investor. Yeah, so either way, I mean, you're going to turn around and you can do 249 about it if you want, as far as flipping wise goes. So you got quite a bit of things that are going on with it that you can do. Craftsman style house. It's 3 blocks away from Lake Monroe, so it is right there in the historic district, which makes it really, really nice in my opinion. And we don't seem to come across a lot of those. It also has access that you can park for dozens of cars if you wanted to. There's even 2 handicap spots available because at the time they used it in 05, it was a commercial building. And then in 09, they converted it back to a private residence. So that's where it's been grandfathered that you can do either or, which again is really nice because we don't come across a lot of those that can either do either or. It's either one or the other. So again, it's really nice right there in the downtown district. So it's really good property. Crown molding they've got going on. They've got an office in there that you can still keep as an office. So I mean, many options that you can do with it. And for the price is great.
Yeah, that's good. And then we have another property that's coming on the market. Well, it's on the market now that is actually a new listing that's up in
Leesburg,
Leesburg.
yep.
And that house is it's on an oversized lot. It's kind of like a nice hilly little area and everything, a really big garage driveway and everything, and just a really nice 3 bedroom, 2 bath house. Ranch style home, and so that's available as well.
Perfect.
And so I don't remember what the price of that is off the top of my head, but I do know that it's a great buy, and it's a nice little home. And so it's a perfect situation for,
Yeah,
you know,
first-time
for the,
home buyer, or if you want to take
yep.
advantage and start, maybe this could build your portfolio, you know, so
Exactly.
you never
Yeah.
know. I mean, they always say, we talked about it once before in another segment. You want to try to buy one house a year, they always say. And then in 20 years, then you could start selling one house a year, and then you have your nice little real estate going. So either way, you got a lot of options, in my opinion.
Exactly. Yep. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.